playing music and staying social could help reduce the risk of developing dementia, according to new research from Trinity College Dublin. The study, which is running over 10 years with other universities, found mentally and socially stimulating activities in middle age can help stave off cognitive decline. Keane McCormack has been finding out more and sends us this report from Wexford.
Tuning up for life and the brain. That's what musical director James Warren is doing with five musicians aged between 50 and 77 at the Wexford Fife and Drum Hall.
Playing any instrument or learning to play an instrument fires up parts of the brain that other things don't actually touch. It has everything you're thinking, you're learning to read something new, learning to read music, your fine motor skills of like actually controlling your dexterity to think and listen and read and translate. You're doing 100 things at once.
And they'll all tell you here that learning or taking up a musical instrument later in life has been great for their brains.
My name is Rohana Redding, and I'm 73 years old. I love playing with other people. I think that in itself stimulates bits of your brain.
Monica Crofton, and I'm going to be 75 very, very shortly. I started playing the cello about, I suppose, 10 years ago. Music does seem to stimulate a different part of your brain.
My name is Vivian McPheeters. I'm 50. I had about a 30-year break where I didn't play instruments at all. Dementia runs on one side of my family, and we have actually seen in our family those who are deeply involved in music do not tend to show symptoms of dementia later in their life compared to some of our other family members.
And what Vivian is saying is backed up by new research showing intellectually stimulating activity can boost brain power and reduce the risk of dementia. Professor Lorena Natchi leads the study and the Prevent Dementia program at Trinity College.
This type of activities can stave off cognitive decline in decades before any age-related cognitive decline sets in. So we know that when the clinical symptoms of cognitive decline or dementia set in, they are associated with immutable, unchangeable brain structure changes.
One participant in the Trinity College study is Eve Kern from Donegal.
Both of my parents, unfortunately, suffered from different elements of dementia, and actually discovering that these are modifiable factors really did prompt me to make some changes in my life. I lost some weight. I also undertook to start learning a language, so I have been studying German. I'm trying to keep mentally stimulated, physically well, and I'm really interested and excited with the research findings, and I think everybody has an opportunity to make sure that they invest in their well-being in that way to reduce the risks of getting these kind of conditions as you get older.
Back in the sunny southeast, rehearsal continues.
On Sunday the 24th, we have our end of year summer concert with the Gateway Orchestra. 4 p.m, Wexford County Hall.
Playing a musical instrument and keeping the brain active pays dividends. And for 77-year-old Bridie Myrna, it certainly hits all the right notes.
I started in my 50s. I hadn't a clue how to play a violin, how to read music. Definitely good for the concentration, I think.
If you hadn't started learning in your 50s, do you think your brain would be in a different shape now?
I'd be dead by now.
What's that?
I said I'd be dead by now.
There you go, we're off to learn an instrument. That's Keane McCormack reporting from Wexford there, and the Gateway Orchestra is holding its summer concert this Sunday at Wexford County Hall at 4 o'clock. More details can be found on its Facebook page. Almost 7:30. You're listening to Morning Ireland.